Bix Beiderbecke, born on March 10, 1903, in Davenport, Iowa, was a jazz cornetist and pianist whose meteoric career and tragic life epitomized the jazz age of the 1920s. Known for his innovative improvisations, lyricism, and pure soulful sound, Beiderbecke would become one of the most influential jazz musicians of his era, leaving an indelible mark on the genre. From an early age, Beiderbecke demonstrated an innate musical talent and a deep love for jazz. He learned to play the piano as a child and later picked up the cornet, inspired by jazz luminaries such as Louis Armstrong and Nick LaRocca. At just 17, Bix joined his first professional band, the Wolverines, and his extraordinary musical skills quickly garnered attention. In 1924, fate smiled upon Beiderbecke when he joined the renowned Jean Goldkette Orchestra. This engagement brought him to the attention of Paul Whiteman, the king of jazz himself, who offered Bix a position in his orchestra. Whiteman's band was one of the most prominent and influential of the time, and Beiderbecke's tenure with them propelled him into the national spotlight. Over the next few years, Bix Beiderbecke's career soared as he recorded with the Whiteman Orchestra and embarked on side projects with other jazz luminaries like Frankie Trumbauer and Eddie Lang. His unique and emotive style, characterized by a blend of classical phrasing and a distinctive tone, mesmerized audiences and fellow musicians alike. Despite his musical brilliance, Beiderbecke's personal life was troubled. He battled alcoholism, which affected his health and professional life. Despite attempts to curb his drinking, his addiction often derailed his career. However, during moments of sobriety, Bix produced some of his most unforgettable recordings, such as Singin' the Blues and I'm Coming Virginia, showcasing his gift for emotive storytelling through music. In the late 1920s, the Great Depression hit the music industry hard, leading to financial difficulties for many musicians, including Beiderbecke. He struggled to find steady work and often had to take on small, poorly paying gigs. His health continued to decline due to his alcoholism, and he spent several stints in sanatoriums, hoping to recover. In 1931, at the young age of 28, Bix Beiderbecke tragically succumbed to pneumonia, exacerbated by his long-standing battle with alcoholism. His untimely death was a profound loss to the jazz community and deprived the world of a genius whose potential had only begun to be realized. Despite his brief life and career, Bix Beiderbecke's legacy lived on. He inspired countless musicians who followed in his footsteps, including the likes of Bing Crosby and Bobby Hackett. His influence extended beyond the United States, reaching musicians in Europe and beyond, helping to shape the development of jazz in the decades to come. In the years after his death, Bix's music experienced a resurgence in popularity, and he became a symbol of the tragic, romantic figure of jazz. His recordings were reissued, and his compositions were celebrated by new generations of musicians. Today, Bix Beiderbecke is remembered as an enigmatic and iconic figure, a talented jazz prodigy whose short-lived career left an indelible mark on the history of jazz, forever immortalizing him as one of the genre's greatest innovators.